I took the table that was farthest away from where the young woman was making our burgers. She sat down in the chair across from me and placed her hands primly in her lap, her eyes focused on me. Her brown eyes were magnificent, and I found myself hoping that she wouldn't put on the contacts that colored them anymore. "Why do you wear colored contacts?" I asked, curiously.
"Pisses my dad off," she said, shrugging. "Anything that bothers him and isn't an outright dig at him, I try to take. I'm passive-aggressive. But again, I know how far I can push him."
"You need to push him often?" I leaned back in my chair, crossing my right leg over my left knee.
"I don't like to be his well-behaved pet," she answered. "I especially don't like when he tries to make me do things that I don't want to do."
"Like attend parties for mayors," I teased. She wrinkled her nose.
"It wasn't the worst thing I've ever had to go to."
"What was the worst thing?" I wondered.
"Anything that has me dressing up super formally, playing my father's puppet, is considered the worst thing," she admitted. "I don't particularly like getting dressed up, and I really don't like putting on a show."
"Why do you do it?" I wondered. Her head tilted.
"Have you ever been to prison?" she asked sweetly.
Crockett came over with our burgers and fries and placed them down in front of us. They looked delicious, and I was kind of kicking myself for never taking the time to stop by here before now. "Thank you," I said softly to Crockett. She nodded and walked back to the grill, likely taking the time to box the other dinner up. My lips turned up as I replied to her earlier question. "Nope. Have you?" She pursed her lips.
"Does being in the back of a cop car count as prison?"
I chuckled as I shoved my face full of one of the best burgers that I'd ever had. "No," I said around a bite. "But go ahead and tell me what you did anyway. You have me curious."